Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget to everybody out there working on the third watch, especially the over-the-road truck drivers. Thanks so very much for keeping America rolling along. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us from California, it's the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Good morning, Captain. Good morning, everybody.
Well, it's a little bit warmer tonight down here. 10 degrees warmer than it was last night. So they're not wearing the winter coats tonight. I see a lot of T-shirts and shorts in the crowd, and they're having a good time whooping it up.
Very cool. All right.
All right. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two great words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, let's see, Kyle. Day number one is in the books for the jury, with the Rittenhouse jury, if you will. And Kyle Rittenhouse, by the way, same name for you, right?
That's right, yes, isn't it?
Yeah, got to be careful with that. They might think you're the one they're deciding the verdict on. but anyway, and yesterday, one of the things that struck me, that the media was looking for something to do, and outside the courthouse, they had the supporters for Black Lives Matter, plus they had the Kyle Rittenhouse supporters out there, and they were yelling back and forth, being watched very closely by the police. Nothing stupid happened, which is good, because it's kind of hard when Black Lives Matter gets around to not have something stupid happen. But what do you think about anything you saw or heard yesterday?
Well, of course, yes, this has become part and parcel of our modern-day trial watching, and that is you're going to have the supporters gathering outside, one on one side or the other, each side believing that their point of view is the just one. They're waiting for a particular verdict. In this case, Captain, of course, any verdict, whatever the verdict is, I think is going to be a go signal to somebody. Most unfortunately, I mean, we hope not. This is why they're positioning National Guard and other authorities in place to hopefully take care of any kind of unrest that might ensue. That being said, of course, we're supposed to be like the jurors are, and that is we're supposed to look at the evidence presented in the court. This is where the fate of the defendant is to be decided. And after watching through this trial, Captain, and listening extensively to what the prosecution had, what the defense had, it really does seem that I think the majority of opinions seem to go that the defense, or the, I should say the prosecution, did not put on a compelling case that Kyle Rittenhouse deliberately went out there to be an active shooter. He went looking for people to shoot and so forth. It looks like he was in fear of his life, according to what we saw in the trial. So hopefully people will look at that. But unfortunately, Captain, you've got people who want to make a political statement one way or the other.
Well, that's what you think, and that's what I think. However, Representative Cori Bush said, and I quote, "If Kyle Rittenhouse is acquitted, white supremacists can shoot at us."
Well, that's absurd, number one, because the evidence in the trial and the issue at hand is whether or not he was in fear of his life at that moment, in that particular situation with the confluence of events. This has nothing to do with race, hatred, or trying to kill people because of their different color or any of this kind of stuff. That's not what this is about at all. But it is blown out of proportion by people who want to make a political statement out of the whole thing.
And then there's a fact-check organization called PolitiFact that refuses to correct the claim that Kyle Rittenhouse illegally possessed a gun after the judge dismissed the charge.
The judge dismissed the charge. He said it was a very confusing statute. He didn't even know how he was going to give instructions to the jury about it. If it stayed in, he threw it out. And the prosecution as well continued on through, I believe, their closing arguments, Captain, as if it was still part of this deal.
Yeah, they did. But the thing of it is that these fact checkers know better.
Oh, of course they do. Of course they do. And so it continues to ramp up. You know, we should not be ramping up the tension. We should be trying to, as you and I are trying to do here, we're trying to have a reasonable evaluation of what is presented. That's the way our system works. But unfortunately, you have people who just really want it to be some kind of mob rule insofar as that this is my position, I'm sticking to it, no facts will change my mind, and look what happened with these fact checkers.
Absolutely. Well, as usual, Dan the Man is called in right when we're headed to a hard break. So, Dan the Man, you hold on. We'll be right back. And when we do come back, we're going to have our senior professor extraordinaire of politics, Dan the Man, up in Lafayette, Indiana, on the program with us. And I hear the music coming up in my ear right now. So, Kyle, you hang on. Dan the Man, I'll be right to you. And we're going to talk some more. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, and you are listening to us. However you're listening to us, thank you so very much. If you can't hear us any other way, go to our website, the Captain's America, thirdwatch.com. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
An important message from Byram Healthcare. If you live with diabetes, you know how challenging and painful it can be to manage your blood sugar. With private insurance, Medicare, or Medicaid, that can all change. If you test your blood sugar four or more times a day and inject insulin three or more times a day, you may qualify to receive at little or no cost, less copays and deductibles, a continuous glucose monitor, providing blood sugar readings with no uncomfortable finger sticks. It alerts you in real time to potential spikes with your blood sugar levels. Byram Healthcare is a leading U.S. provider of continuous glucose monitors. We carry most major brands and will work with your insurance to get your benefits approved. So if you have diabetes, call a U.S.-based Byram Healthcare specialist now and see if you qualify.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com. Now, at lunch yesterday up at Mission Barbecue at West Waters, we were talking about MyPillow, and I was kidding about the slippers and whatnot, and Jeff was there from Sarasota, and he said that he had just ordered some of the towels. He's going to love those towels, by the way. And then John was there, Sergeant John, retired Sheriff Sergeant John, and he was talking about some of the things that he had ordered, and he's going to love what he got, too. And, again, no problem. Christmas time, Christmas presents, want to buy them now? You got them. And a 60-day return on whatever you buy if it doesn't work for you. So I'm doing something a little different. Instead of telling you to go buy one particular item, go to the website, MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. Take a look at everything they've got on that homepage. And remember, the price is there, and it says with promo code, the price is so-and-so and such-and-such. The promo code is always going to be Captain. It's always going to be Captain. And then they have an inside page for radio listeners. It's called the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll see that. Click on that. It'll open up another page, and you'll see some insanely reduced prices on about 24 to 30 items in there. Really, really, really great deals. Again, the promo code is Captain. And don't forget, if you want to call them on the phone and not deal with the internet, you can call them at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. That's promo code CAPTAIN. Website MyPillow.com. Phone number 800-641-5459. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. All right, back to Kyle Warren, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we've got Dan the Man, our Professor Emeritus, up here in Lafayette, Indiana, on the line. So good morning, Dan the Man.
Hey, how you doing this evening?
You heard what we were talking about, and you wanted to opine, so have at it.
Well, I worry about Rittenhouse because he's got 18 jurors from that district. I think the longer they deliberate, the more it goes against him. I think it's going to be a hung jury. But I think the best thing that could have happened was when the prosecutor acted up and the judge took a layer of skin off of the prosecutor for crossing over the remain silent part.
Right.
I think he should have just had a mistrial then and with malice and just been done with it. Because if it is a hung jury, it gives the prosecutor an additional... Now they've seen their mistakes in the first trial. They can come back, re-indict him, and just start the trial all over again.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to see that because I think that would they would know what kind of jurors to pick. They would know how to argue it better. I am told that the judge could still come back if it's in a hung jury and just call it a mistrial and with malice and then be done. But this seems like this judge wants to go through the whole process so this guy can walk away clean. And he won't be, he's not going to take, not fall on the sword for the prosecutor
mm-hmm.
for having not enough evidence. So that was what I wanted to opine about. I think the longer it goes, the more it's going against. If we're looking at this tomorrow night and they're still deliberating, it's either going to be a hung jury or they're going against him, one of the two.
Well, I have a question for you, and we talked about this during the break. Kamala Harris is now.
Right.
Is now a detriment to the ticket based on the fact that her popularity rating is 10 points below Joe Biden's. There is an active movement afoot. We picked up on this Monday when we first talked about it. Now we have more concrete evidence, and Kyle's going to talk about that in a minute, as to the fact that they are actually actively trying to see how they can remove Kamala Harris as vice president and put someone else in there.
There's only three ways you can do that. Either she resigns, she dies in office, or she's impeached. And, you know, Gerald Ford was the first vice president ever appointed to the position.
Correct.
All right, but you still have to have a simple majority in each house of Congress, the House and the Senate, simple majority, to confirm him. And that would make it really hard if she was, because she's the deciding vote in the Senate. I couldn't see her taking a vote and to give herself unemployment. That's kind of where I'm looking at this. Nobody's going to vote themselves.
They would offer her some sort of multi-million-dollar deal, maybe a professor or I'm saying not professor, president at a college or something like that, and that would be her excuse for stepping down, spend more time with her family, her husband, and
that would be too obvious. I think the best thing she could do is resign and just call a spade a spade.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, the president has dementia. There's no leadership there. They won't appoint me to anything. I'm almost overqualified for this job, and they treated me as such. They knew I would show him up, and that's how she should approach it.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see her going anywhere, not on her own, and I don't know how you push a vice president out. There's a lot of, I think at one time, probably two or three times, Trump would have pushed Pence out if he could have,
mm-hmm.
but he didn't. But I think you run, you're sworn in like the president,
mm-hmm.
you're elected at in all 50 states. I don't know how they do it. I think it's
okay.
Wishful thinking right
well,
now.
Well, let's get to Kyle because Kyle has some information on that. Kyle, you were talking about the Fox News reporter, was it Chad Pergram?
That's right, Captain. Chad Pergram has reported that he received what he characterized, it appears, as a cryptic email and this actually came a few weeks ago, he said, saying that that he should, quote, start to familiarize, unquote, himself with the confirmation process, not just in the Senate, but in the House, for a vice president. He said, I was very surprised to get that very cryptic email just a few weeks ago. He announced this on one of the podcasts on Fox News Radio. But what you put all this together, and you see just how unpopular the vice president is. And also, you know, that late Sunday night tweet that came out that said, hey, you know, Biden and Harris are just really fast friends. Everything's great. You know,
that was Jen Psaki.
Yeah, that just seems to confirm that. Wait a minute. Why are you doing this so late on a Sunday night, for one thing, try to dispel these rumors of obvious problems? There are other things that are coming out as well about the chaos in the vice president's office and how they don't get along well, or at least don't synchronize well, with the president's office. And so this just keeps going on down the road now. And I agree with Dan. I think she would have a hard time trying to cast a deciding vote in the Senate. So I would think that they would make her go, or she would go herself, on the route of just simply resigning. But it does beg the question, though, who would be appointed to serve as vice president? Who would they pick?
I got an idea.
Who's that?
Stacey Abrams. Her name pops up all the time.
They would just get a carbon copy.
It would be worse, but the Democrats don't look at it that way.
Well, I know they got their bingo card of groups they've got to satisfy. You know, whether it's females or minorities or whatever. And Kamala Harris, she took a couple of those. I guess Stacey Abrams, too. Right now, you need competency in there. You need somebody that can govern. And that's why last night I said I thought it was going to be Mitch down in Louisiana.
Mitch Landrieu.
He's been a governor. He's pro-drilling. He's pro-oil. I think that's what you're going to need in there. But I don't know how much you can do as vice president, because sometimes Biden can be as all over the place as Trump was a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how you're going to get around this. Biden has a certain level of dementia. It's noticeable. Everybody knows that. He has no backbone. He really doesn't have a vision.
Mm-hmm.
And what I am seeing is just something out of control. I don't care if you get a new vice president, you get rid of this one, they're walking into the same old thing. Right now it's a civil war between the office of the vice president and office of the president.
Mm-hmm.
It's a civil war. You think one's a Democrat, one's a Republican. But that's kind of where I see it right now. I don't see her going anywhere. I don't know how you would do it,
mm-hmm.
you know, because
all right.
he has enough skeletons in his closet.
All right, here comes the music.
Same thing to him.
Comes the music. I got to let you go. Thanks for calling in, Dan, and we'll talk to you again real soon.
Okay, you have a good evening.
Thank you. Okay, Dan Mann, he's our professor emeritus up there in Lafayette, Indiana, from Purdue University, and he knows his stuff. And, John, I'm going to check your email here in a minute, or your message. So, folks, don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
U.S. USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. President Joe Biden's administration is facing two more major lawsuits challenging the legality of its COVID-19 vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. One suit filed by 12 attorneys general in federal court in Shreveport, Louisiana, asserts the administration violated federal law by requiring approximately 17 million healthcare workers to get a jab. Another suit was filed by the Arizona attorney general. Former Congressman, Democratic presidential candidate, and Senate candidate Beto O'Rourke announced Monday that he's running for governor of Texas, setting himself up for a potential 2022 general election battle with incumbent Republican Governor Greg Abbott. In an interview with the Texas Tribune to announce his run, O'Rourke said he won't be backing down from his message on guns.
Hell yes! We're going to take your AR-15, your AK-47.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You've found it, the most listened to radio program in the overnight. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Thank you very much, Jeff in Sarasota. We had lunch with him yesterday, and we'll probably see him again Saturday at Largo at the big gun show. It's going to be there. This is going to be a military gun show with a lot of different relics from the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, on up through Korea, Vietnam, great collector's items. You'll see them there. It's going to be history, so bring the kids, and they'll learn something, too, in the process. All right, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends over at Relief Factor. I did talk to Seth, and that's the son, of course, the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, and he was telling me about all the different great little add-ons that they've got over there at Relief Factor, things to help you, vitamins and whatnot. And if they're as good as the Relief Factor is, then I'll tell you what, that's a good deal. Now, I decided to get something called Energy, which is something that's got no caffeine in it. It's all natural, just like the Relief Factor, and I'm going to see how that works out. Now, the Relief Factor that I take, and I've taken it religiously for well over 6 years now, is all natural. It has the ingredients turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps to the body's natural response to inflammation to lower or eliminate pain associated with whatever the problem is that you got. Now, Relief Factor also targets the underlying problem areas from four different metabolic pathways to alleviate pain at the source. For example, if you've got pain in your ankle or your leg, like I do, and maybe you've got pain in your shoulder, like I have, pain in your back like I've had. It'll take care of all of that at the same time. It's amazing how this works. It's 100% drug-free. It has the ingredients in it that are actually good for you and good for your system. So it's like you're taking protein and key enzymes as well. And it only costs $19.95 for the 3-week quick start. Now, the way you get this is to go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there and sign up for it. 3 weeks, you'll know exactly what's going on, and you'll feel a heck of a lot better. And all you got to lose is pain, right, Kyle?
That's exactly right.
All right. Now, going back to where we were at here, I'm going to read what John sent us, because this was a message out of the chat room. He said, the Dems don't have anyone to replace Biden or Harris. That's why Brandon got the nomination. Can anyone name any Democrat capable of doing the job? Well, I don't know that he's capable of doing the job. He has been a mayor of a pretty good-sized city, and that was Cory Booker.
Well, that's right, and he had run for president. By the way, too, that's right. Well, Joe Biden got the nomination also because they were trying to head off somebody like Bernie Sanders, for example. They also believed that they could sell Biden as a moderate who was going to help unite the country and govern from the middle and all this kind of stuff, which obviously has been completely blown out of the water. But one might think, Captain, that unless they have a particular racial aspect that they would want to apply to a new
president. Well, they do. He's already stated, remember before, he wanted a black female. Well, if he wants a black female, that kind of limits it to somebody like Stacey Abrams, in my opinion. I can't think of anyone else who's not already in Congress or maybe the Senate that would qualify, but I'm not sure they'd want to get out of the Senate or the Congress, knowing full well that they're about to get hosed here in a couple of years.
Well, that they are going to get hosed in a couple of years, I think. But Stacey Abrams, little levity here. Stacey Abrams, of course, she would have to resign as Georgia governor before appointed vice president. But basically, so who does this leave? I mean, there's a lot of people that got in the race. You had Castro, you had Eric Holder, I think, who sort of flirted with all that. But then you also have, as I said, somebody like Bernie Sanders. Well, who knows if he would ever get anywhere close to that.
No.
But then, I don't know, Captain, I'm going to throw this out there, because you got to wonder, especially if this is swirling around in Washington, there's one person who's probably trying to lobby behind the scenes, and that would be Hillary. But I can't see that really happening in reality.
Or get this, Mitt Romney.
Or Mitt Romney. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have a bipartisan administration, and Mitt's going to be my vice president, and we're all going to get along.
Right. Well, I do think the overriding factor, though, out of all of this, if they are really trying to push out Harris, the idea would be you're going to set up somebody who's going to be able to be the nominee, because I think a large part of what's driving this, if it in fact is happening, as we're deducing it likely is that Harris does not have the gravitas or the leadership in order to be the nominee if Joe Biden steps down because of health reasons later than next year, maybe.
Now, I'm going to move along for a little bit here, because we've got a couple of interesting stories that they don't tie in with each other, but one of them is about NPR, National Public Radio. They are not happy about the current Boston mayor-elect, because this woman is the wrong type of color. She's Asian.
You know, Captain,
isn't that something?
This is absurd. This is one of the most absurd things. Here's the tweet, evidently, that went out.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle Wu, an Asian American, is the first woman and first person of color elected to lead the city. While many are hailing it as a turning point, others see it as more of a disappointment that the three black candidates couldn't even come close. What in the heck? Last time I checked, Captain, this is the United States of America. I can't imagine that this is somehow, this came out from NPR, and it talks about this in this context. This is shameful and wrong.
Well, if you're not black, you're not black. And remember something. Barack Obama was not our first black president. He was our first half-black president because he actually was what's known as a mulatto, half-white, half-black.
Well, you know, the old joke was, of course, Bill Clinton was the first black president.
That's
but,
right.
But all kidding aside,
mm-hmm.
we're supposed to live in a society where, hey, she won the mayoral race in Boston because more people voted for her. They thought she would be a better mayor.
She had a better platform.
Yeah, and so regardless of skin color, this is the society we were striving for, especially under Dr. King mm-hmm. and the things that he said on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. And
yep.
this makes him turn over in his grave. This is
now,
ridiculous.
Now, we talked about Cori Bush a couple minutes ago here, but she's back in the news again for another story. Democrat Congresswoman Cori Bush is spreading an unfounded claim that she was shot at by a white supremacist.
Yeah, we heard about that.
Nobody can prove it. Not the police, not anyone on her staff, not anybody.
No, this is like when Hillary landed in Bosnia, and it was...
I was under fire.
Yeah, under fire, and, you know, politicians, you know, for some reason think that they can say this kind of stuff and get away with it.
Yeah. Now, the FBI whistleblower yesterday revealed the agency created a threat tag to track alleged harassment of education officials.
Yes. So what is the harassment, really? Is it the going to the school board meetings and saying,
yep.
I don't like what you're doing?
Yep.
Well, that's last time I checked, that was the public discourse of being able to say something to elected officials.
First Amendment.
Yeah, that's right. Because, again, last time we checked, we live in the United States of America. But it's the tamping down and trying to make people afraid to speak their mind
yeah.
in this country.
And,
that's the bad thing.
And good morning to George the God. Father, he just chimed in also in the chat room and said, did you see that the FBI whistleblower claims the DOJ used counterterrorism tools against the parents and Republicans? Yes, I did see that, and I have no doubt in my mind that that's not true.
Well, exactly. And again, the parents, have the right to speak out, especially when they see things that could be very detrimental to their kids in terms of the curriculum, not just CRT, but other stuff as well that is pornographic or other things that the school has no mm-hmm. right to do.
Now, did you see Ted Cruz go at it with the DHS Secretary Mayorkas with a photo of the migrants sleeping on the floor at the Texas facility addressing Biden's cages? And this Mayorkas goes, well, there's nothing there that even resembles cages. Really? Really? Look at the picture, jerk.
Right, yeah. Again, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Yeah, well, they were in cages.
Yep.
Okay, big cages, great big cages.
Well, exactly, and it's when you're exposing this kind of stuff or bringing it into the light. Maybe that's a better way of putting it. Yeah, there's going to be pushback, but the American people, of course, they see it for what it is, I think.
Yeah, and when we come back, folks, we're going to be doing the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. But real quick here, while I put Kyle on hold, the Inspector General yesterday for the DHS, Department of Homeland Security, refused to probe the border agents on horseback that were smeared by the Biden administration. He gave them an okay, clean bill of health. So, let's go, Brandon. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply nutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Oh, now. You know you got everybody looking.
One, two, and three, four. Step to the left.
My big truck, gonna open up the doors and turn it up. Gonna stomp my boots in the Georgia mud. Gonna watch you make me fall in love. Get up on the hood of my daddy's tractor. Up on the toolbox, it don't matter. Down on the tailgate, girl, I can't wait to watch you do your thing. Shake it for the young bucks sitting in the honky tonks. For the rednecks rocking till the break of dawn. The DJ's singing that country song. Come on, come on, come on. Shake it for the birds, shake it for the bees, shake it for the catfish swimming down. In the creek, for the crickets and the critters and the squirrels, shake it to the moon, shake it for me, girl. Oh, country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Country girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me, girl, shake it for me. Somebody sweet little farmer's child, they got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile, roping me in from a country mile. So come on over here, get in my arms, spin me around this big old barn, tangle me up like grandma's yarn.
I kept that going for a while because I'll tell you what, I like that song, Carl.
Yeah, I like that song too. That sounds got a good sound to it.
Yeah, and he had about 20 girls in there dancing with him, you know, so there you go. All right, well, I'm going to start out and tell you that we got high winds and we got some fire weather advisories, a few showers in the central part of the U.S. Now, if you're traveling across North Dakota or South Dakota tonight, truckers, you've got winds gusting 60 to 70 miles an hour up there on I-94 and I-90. For God's sake, be careful, because this is the kind of stuff that blows trucks over. Okay, you take it from there, Kyle.
Well, thank you, Captain. Up bordering North Dakota, of course, is Montana, and in northeast Montana, up near Glasgow, Highway 2, you've got those high wind warnings as well. So be very, very careful there. Also, we're looking offshore of the Pacific Northwest. We've got, looks like, another system getting ready to come in here pretty soon. Portland, Oregon, looks like it might start getting some more rain maybe Thursday and Friday, maybe a little bit longer for Seattle, but it's very cold in the Pacific Northwest tonight. Portland checking in at 39 degrees.
Richard the Marine said it was 39.
That's right. Richard the Marine said it was 39, and where he is, Captain, it looks like there's a freeze warning going on there in central Oregon. This is going to be south of Eugene, a little bit south of Roseburg, so that's a freeze warning. So 39 degrees, of course, it's getting there, and so definitely Richard Marine might want some of those warm slippers from my pillow about right now, so be sure to check those out. And then also, Captain, we've got a freeze warning. This is along I-84. This is going to be just a little bit west of Portland, Oregon, as you head over towards Walla Walla. And then in Colorado, we do have some rain and some snow going on right now, and this is going to be east of Fort Collins as well, and it's going to head on over into Nebraska. So you may encounter that if you're coming out of Colorado, out of Denver, heading towards Nebraska. We do have some sad news. There was the Estes Park fire that is going on. This is about 70 miles south, I believe, of Fort Collins, or of Denver, I should say. There was a single-engine tanker that went down earlier today, and sadly, they confirmed that the pilot was killed in fighting this Estes Park fire. So our condolences and our thoughts go out to the folks who are fighting this fire and to the people in the area there tonight.
And a little side note to this, if this fire can be proven to be arson and it can find out who set it, the person will be charged with murder.
Yes, exactly right.
So if you little boys and girls out there, or even you adults, want to play with matches, beware of what happens if somebody gets hurt.
That's right.
Or killed.
That's right.
All right, now, let's start up in North Dakota, South Dakota, as I told you. There's wind gusts up there tonight, right now, 60 to 70 miles an hour, and you need to be extremely careful up there. Now, there's no there's no moisture in the air yet, but there could be, and we'll get into that in a minute here. Up in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and in a couple of different places, we've got a gale warning up there on the lakes, as well as some snow coming off into Canada off Lake Superior and Lake Huron, both going into Canada, but that's where that's staying at the moment. I don't see any snowfall yet along Lake Erie or Lake Ontario like we've had the last couple nights, but it's possible if the winds turn around that we could see that again. Right now they're not blowing in that direction. We do have a gale warning tonight, Kyle, of all places, up there in Maine. Just right up there in Maine is where it's at, all the way to Nova Scotia from the state line with New Hampshire and Maine. And that could make life interesting. Yep. We've got some winds down in Key West, south of Miami, down in Marathon as well. And we do have a little bit of fog scattered up and down the East Coast around the Chesapeake Bay area and on down towards North Carolina, right along the coastline. But it's really chilly again, not as cold as what it was last night, but there are still areas where we have frost watches up, not warnings tonight, but frost watches up across the southeast from West Virginia and Virginia all the way down to the panhandle of Florida. Currently where I'm at, it's 60 degrees, which is 10 degrees warmer than it was last night at this time, Kyle.
That's right. Yeah, so much better.
Yep. And then we have some unsettled weather conditions in the central part of Kansas, west of Kansas City, going across for about a 100-mile stretch there with some uncertain conditions with some winds blowing around. And maybe there could be some precipitation later, because there's patches of precipitation coming in now as, we're into the winter now, so a lot of things that we're going to see, there's going to be snow attached to it, right?
Yes, exactly right. Yes.
All right, tell us about the pilot and Flying J.
Okay, folks, as you're out in the highways and byways, don't forget to pull into the nearest pilot or Flying J. And when you do, don't forget to join the Drivers Club, download the app, track your points, go to pilotflyingj.com.
All righty. Going to have a little celebration going to the break here. When we come back from the break, more on the Captain's America Third Watch with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Don't forget, it's all about we the people here in this program. They work for us, we don't work for them, and we elect them, and we can unelect them. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Come on now.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting.
Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.